Rapper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke and Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
We're live on the air. Praise Jesus! Praise Jesus!
Jesus gets all the praise for us being live. Praise Jesus for him being the CEO of Blog Talk Radio.
I said Jesus. Jesus. Praise Kanye, my friend. Praise Kanye. He's building a megachurch.
Is he really building a megachurch? I mean, he's worth it. He should have one.
Well, I mean, he sent out a tweet the other day saying that he's $53 million in debt. And he's just hoping that people will help him through it. And I'm one of the followers. I want to help him build a spec mansion for my mansion that I will get in heaven.
I will tithe 10% of my earnings for Kanye.
You know, because I know that you need a mansion in heaven, Rufus, or do you? Because I have to assume it never rains in heaven. Does it rain in heaven?
Well, I think it rains in heaven, but the rains are delicious and super sweet. It like rains candy, but you got to have a mansion to put all that candy in once you harvest it.
That's true. I want to build my safe in heaven so I can like gobble up everything and keep it away from everyone else like a good Christian. What do you think?
Brilliant, brother. Yeah,
I shall. You know what? I watched this most disturbing documentary called Jesus Camp. Have you seen this documentary, Rufus?
As soon as you said disturbing, that's the first thing that popped into my head because I couldn't make it through it. It was really, it shook me up, dude. I was just like, man, are people really like that? I haven't made it through the first, like, 20 minutes.
Granted, it's pretty boring because the fat lady is super fucking annoying. Would you agree with me there? I think we could agree on that doctrine.
Yeah, but hot. I'd tap it. In the name of Christ.
But, I mean, they're just raising, like, the future... I guess Republicans. Did I say Republicans? I meant retardlicans. No, I meant Republicans. Sorry about that.
Right.
I just love that they're like, you know what? We want everybody else to not say anything. You know, we're all for freedom of speech as long as it's our speech. No one else is entitled to an opinion. Just the fundamentalist Christians are entitled to opinions. And they're just
right.
So out of whack.
And what's creepy is it's not just that they're just out of whack people. It's like that's divinely warranted to them. You know what I mean? They think that God, the creator of the universe, is like, no, you're my chosen people. You got to fuck everybody else over. It's not like you can't reason with them. You can't opinionate or sway them in any other direction. They're like, no, God tells me to say fuck you, gays, or whatever. So... I'm doing God's work.
Right. I mean, I think we should just call them USIS because they're like ISIS in the United States. They're like, it's our way or the fucking highway. I mean, if they could take up guns, if they could like legally have little kids taking up guns, I'm pretty sure these fundamentalist Christians would have them do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. If we didn't have such a well-trained police force and military, and if, you know, thankfully 90% of the population weren't just normal fucking people who think those guys are crazy, then yeah, I mean, they could just run roughshod over the fucking nation.
Like, well, in a weird way, they kind of do, because that's, if you watch anything about the Republican debate, and I know we're not really supposed to get into politics on the show, but the Republicans are just fundamentalist Christians. Aren't they? I mean, they don't believe in abortion. I mean, they don't really believe in a separation of church and state. Now, who's that guy that just died? What was his name? The guy on the bench? Somebody tell you.
Scallion, is that his name?
Yes.
Scallions. Yes. Scallions. Yeah, he had the dish from the
Applebee's. Yes. Yes, he had major league onion breath. That's why his family name was Scallions. But, you know... He considered himself a constitutional conservative, okay? And I agree, you know, there were some good ideas set forth in the Constitution, but the Constitution is kind of like the Bible. It really wasn't written, I don't think, to be taken literally. was it? I mean, there's certain rights, yes, from the Constitution, but do you think that, I mean, as smart as Ben Franklin was, do you think he knew that, like, 300 years later there would be cell phones and shit like that? I mean, granted, maybe he had some sort of divine intervention, but I don't think he knew that that's the way that technology was going to advance.
Right, right. Well, I mean, I think the Constitution was written to be taken very literally at the time, but times have changed.
Right.
And unlike the Bible ignores time, ignores technology, ignores social progress. The Constitution should acknowledge that. It should be. Isn't it supposed to be like a living Constitution? I've heard that before. I mean, I think at the time it was written, it was totally valid, but they didn't have submachine guns. They didn't have satellites in space. They didn't have fucking, you know, nanobots. And it's got to be amended. It's got to be updated for the modern age. And it has
yes,
to be.
Yes, it does.
And it should
it does. You know what? And they did amend. When's the last time there was an amendment to the Constitution? What was the last amendment? Was it? Was that, like, the black people are equal? Is that an amendment to the Constitution or not? I'm not sure.
I don't know. I don't remember. I know that prohibition was an amendment,
well.
And it got repealed. Because I guess apparently even if you amend the Constitution, you can fuck that up too by banning alcohol. And they're like, oh, wait, no, we shouldn't have done that.
Right. Well, and, you know, they kind of learned a lesson on that. But see, that's the crazy part. That's what they want to do. I mean, if they had it their way, they would still be amend. They would amend the Constitution every fucking day. It would be like, no Mexicans are allowed in America. The 412th Amendment.
Nobody's learned a lesson from Prohibition. Nobody. That's the most obvious lesson in the world. Ban alcohol. They banned alcohol. The mafia took over. People got murdered. Things got bad. And yet we've been in the quote-unquote drug war for the past 30 fucking years. If they'd learned anything from Prohibition, we wouldn't have a drug war.
Right. Well, of course not, because, well, the idea to outlaw marijuana was to pretty much make the alcohol people even more rich. You know what I mean? It just was, it's like the ultimate payoff. You just say, okay, yeah. You only can expand your mind one way, so let it be with alcohol and cigarettes or whatever. And I don't want to get all pro-pot, because you know that I'm pro-pot on this show. But, I mean, they would still be amending the Constitution if they thought they could get away with it. And you know what? They can, because if they get another conservative person on the bench, that's exactly what they're going to do.
Yeah, I don't know. I think a lot of these conservative guys, yeah, they're definitely conservative, but I think that pandering is what they do. I think they're pandering to people that they don't really fucking identify with 100% just because they know that they'll vote. So it's almost like Duck Dynasty. They're putting on a fucking show and reading a script, and they're obviously will be bad for the country, but obviously they're not going to say, okay, Christians, take up arms and let's start bombing fucking, you know, public schools and private schools and atheist organizations. That's not going to happen. I think a lot of it's pretend. It's showboating. It's pandering to a voter base. It's
wait a minute,
mouth,
dude. Wait a minute. Are you saying that Duck Dynasty's not real? Please tell me that Jeff and the boys are all real. Tell me that's for real.
I can't believe you know the guy's name, Jeff.
Out like you didn't. I only know it because it's probably some kind of Christian fundamentalist name, Jebediah.
Why do you think I have a beard, Zigzag? It's because of my love and devotion to Duck Dynasty.
You have to
grow it out and make it into like. I want to grow my beard out and fashion it into a duck whistle.
There you go. I like that idea. Fashion it into a bow tie.
Fashion it into a noose.
Oh my God. If only that was possible. I wish every one of those guys would. Except for Uncle Cy, because he rocks.
Cy is kind of cool. I mean, if there's one saving grace of the show, it's that guy.
He's a character as well, right? Is Uncle Cy probably not as cool as you think he is? He's probably written every cool thing that he does.
They're all. You've seen the pictures of them before the show, right? They're all like khakis wearing, polo wearing, clean shaven guys that have yachts and shit. They're not the country hillbillies they're portrayed to be.
Dude, I'm questioning reality right now. You are pretty much rocking my reality.
Oh man, you're in a weak state if lifting the veil of Duck Dynasty is shaking your foundation.
It is. I'm hurt. I'm questioning. Is this real? Is this radio show real?
It was.
Well, the only reason I thought of that name Jeff is because I've noticed lately. I went to a thing at my daughter's school the other night, and I noticed that people are coming out with names for kids by just adding like either one letter to another name, or just adding like a smaller name in front of a word. Like there was a Nashley. There literally was a Nashley. Okay, it's like you just can't say Ashley. You have to add an N to it. So it's like, oh, hey, there's Nashley. I mean, that's not even close to a stripper name. Really?
Not yet. It will be when she's 18.
There was Kajunique, right? Kajunique and Unique were sisters, twin sisters. Now, if that doesn't, really, that makes no fucking sense, does it? They're twin sisters, and they're Kajunique and Unique.
They're going to grow up so confused. I would love to play Scrabble with their parents, because I would totally fucking win, because they don't know any fucking words, apparently.
Wait a minute. The one that took the cake, honestly, are you ready for this? I'm glad you're sitting down, was Da Handsome.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm being dead serious. I'm being dead fucking serious.
You know, this reminds me of a story I heard in high school. I mean, this whole weird naming thing, I guess, isn't new. Because I remember a buddy of mine, he had to go to the doctor's office, some routine fucking bullshit. This was in high school. And they were calling people's names to come up, they were calling, I don't want to be politically incorrect, but he was a Negroid human being.
Okay.
And they were calling lateral. Is there a lateral here? And he stood up and said, "My name's Ladaryl. Ain't lateral, Ladaryl." And I'm like, "So your parents put La in front of Daryl, and that's
right."
Makes you
exactly.
It's a confusing,
you know what?
A confusing character for every situation they'll be in.
And they probably thought it was fucking genius.
Oh, they thought it was epic and poetic.
He's not Daryl. He's the Daryl.
Right, the Daryl.
Exactly. Gives a whole new aspect to someone's personality. You know what they need to do, and I'm sure someone's probably doing this. I hope someone is like a follow-up on like someone's name. Because you know what? They've proven kind of that someone's name kind of steers the way that their future goes, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so knowing that, I mean, maybe they didn't know that a long time ago, but knowing that now, are these people just like want the worst for their kids?
I think based on the parents' names, they're just too dumb to fucking know any better. You know?
I'm Daryl, and this is
mom's
my son,
name is probably LaQuisha or Quintanilla or something stupid.
Something stupid. Of course it is. Here, I got a question for you, Rufus. I was actually driving home before the show today, and I saw a sign on a, this is a little bit off topic, on a supermarket billboard that said ground hamburger. Now, is that an oxymoron? I mean, isn't all hamburger ground? Is there a hamburger out there that I'm not aware of that is unground?
ground hamburger must be like a paste. You gotta spread it on bread with a knife.
It's like Vegemite. It's like Vegemite tartar.
Vegemite tartar. All right, first show note of the night. That's brilliant.
Who doesn't like Vegemite tartar?
You ever had Vegemite?
I know I
do. Yes, I have, as a matter of fact. I actually visited Australia as a teenager, and it was horrific. Even the people in Australia don't like Vegemite. So I'm not sure how they got associated with Vegemite, but my cousins were like, "No, Vegemite's awful," and they couldn't wait for me to try it. That's like giving someone some spilt milk and saying, "Here, try this," or, you know, "Smell this. It's awful spilt milk. You should smell it, just to make sure."
I'm still not even sure what Vegemite is. It's like a some sort of meat substitute made with vegetables from Australia.
Yeah. And it's like ground really finely, and it's brown and disgusting, and they serve it on toast. And it is
that
most disgusting.
Fucking terrible. Well,
yeah, I'm not even
the,
sure what it's supposed to taste like.
I mean, Australia is teeming with animals and insects that'll fucking kill you. That's enough to keep me away from there, but Vegemite takes the cake.
Yes, and it does not taste like cake.
No.
Whoa. So if I do cut out, I want to apologize because right now here we're having 70 and 80 mile an hour winds. So
wow,
the
really?
Internet service is this spotty. Great day to fly a kite, though.
It's not a great day to fly a kite, or it reminds you die if you fly a kite.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because my daughter was jumping on the trampoline, and being such good parents that we are, me and my wife are watching her from inside through the window because we don't really like to be in the wind, but I felt like she was safe out there. And she jumps up, and the wind blows, and it, like, blows the trampoline, like, halfway up, right?
What?
And of course, it's like when this trampoline has, like, a cage around it. You know what I mean? It can't be, like, a thank God, because she would have probably fallen off this trampoline 50 times and broke her head open. But it, like, caught the wind and was, like, standing on end, and she's literally in the air, and somehow it fell down, like, back to its normal position right when she landed, and I, like, am pounding on the window getting, get out of there! And she was
she
cried after that. She was mad.
Get out of there.
Told her to get out. And she hasn't talked to
me
in the last 3.5 hours.
You get out. You get out. I'm in the house.
Why would I endanger both our lives? I was already endangering her life.
That's true. Good point. Why should two people have to die when only one can?
When I can, and of course I don't want anything bad to happen to my daughter. I mean, we know that.
Hey, but you know, sometimes you gotta make a decision and you're like, I'm protected, I'm warm, there's something good on TV. She's
right
out there being pummeled by the wind and a trampoline. Dang.
Wind is for kids. Wind is obviously for kids because I was not enjoying it.
Wind sucks, dude. I fucking hate wind. Like, really powerful wind blows your hat off. If you have long hair, it just
that
shit.
Messes your hair up.
You
That's
can't
true.
Walk from, like, the grocery store to back to your car without your shit getting blown all over the place. I really hate the wind.
It delays FedEx packages because they don't let triple trailers drive on the highways.
This is
so
true.
You know, if your shit is ever late, you can. If your Amazon order is ever late, you can blame the wind. But you know what? There shouldn't be a triple trailer anyways. Should a triple trailer be a real thing allowed on a fucking road?
No, that's why they have trains. Once your trailer is a triple size, then put that shit on a fucking train.
So it can take even longer. You know what? I was doing my taxes yesterday. And at the end of the state tax thing, it said, if you've ordered anything from Amazon or any other website that did not have you pay a state sales tax on it, please enter it here so we can add your state sales tax. And I'm like, who in their fucking right mind would be like, you know what? Yes, I want to pay an extra $21 for something because it's just the right thing to do.
That is ridiculous.
I bet they don't get a lot of money from that question.
Probably old people, very old people that are just like, I better follow the rules.
Right. Fundamentalist Christians. Oh, wait, the rules don't apply to them, so never mind. They would just rewrite that. They would say, God.
Hey,
you know, the sad part about that Jesus camp was the way that they had these poor little kids believing that they were, like, being, like, taken over by the Spirit. And these little kids are on the ground, like, shaking and crying and, you know, like, fussing about. And I'm like, you know what? That's bullshit to teach these kids that kind of fucking stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's a cult. It's a cult.
It is a cult. You're right. It is. It's totally a fucking cult if you think about it. And the bullshit is they homeschool these kids under the guise that, you know, they don't want them to mix with regular kids and stuff, but they get, like, money back from the government and shit. So they're living off the government. Like, they're doing everything that they fucking stand against, unless it's okay for them to do it. because they're fundamentalist Christians. Nope. If you're a fundamentalist Christian, please call the show, 646-478-0616. I want to fucking tear you a new asshole, so thank you for calling.
But that's the thing, is it's you can't reason or rationalize things with people who think that they're divinely ordained by the hand of the creator of the universe. I mean, you can't be like, no, you're wrong, that's terrible to do that to kids. Well, no, the guy who created everything in the fucking universe says it's okay. They're psychotic. I mean, you can't change their mind. How can you? You can't.
Why did God create liberals? Then, Rufus?
Well, he didn't. Satan did.
He didn't?
And that's why we must fight Satan.
You know what? I totally forgot about Satan. I totally forgot about Satan. How dare me forget about Satan? I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I forgot about you. Because you did create Satan's evil.
Satan's back. Apparently God, who's super, super awesome and can do anything, you just can't handle that Satan guy. Satan just gets his two cents in every now and then, and God is powerless to stop it.
Well, and this whole show they're talking about, you know, they're raising these children of God or these fundamentalist Christian kids to, like, basically take over the earth or whatever. But why would they want it? They hate everything on it. I mean, they literally hate everything about the earth and all the people on it. I mean, you can't take it over. I don't know. You know what? You were right to stop short on that fucking movie, because the more I watched it, the more fucking amped up I got. I wanted to, like, fucking call this lady up and be like, are you serious? That's not even fair to those kids, because they're going to unleash those kids into society, and they're so fucking maladjusted that they don't have a fucking chance of ever being accepted by the mainstream society.
Oh, no.
Did you say amen?
Nicely done.
I said, oh, no. I have to admit, oh, no. But, man, I wish I said amen. It would have been perfect. Damn it. I should have just said perfect. Yes. That's what I said.
In my brain, you are so smart and so clever, you said amen.
Well, you have a feeble brain.
So what's going on there in the heart of Arkansas? Have you ever got that motorcycle running?
No, I haven't yet, because it's been so tied up with this house bullshit.
Oh yeah,
I got the new points assembly in, but I haven't hooked it up yet. I did turn the key today to make sure that the battery still worked, and it tried to turn over. It blah, 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 and some exhaust came out. I was like, fuck yeah,
really?
But I need to replace the points on it, and I don't know when I'll have time to do that. But I can't wait.
How is the new pad, by the way?
It's good. We're in it now because we have no choice. The guys that we had come out, Reverend David was one of them, and his buddy Danny. They brought a ditch witch, and they hooked up the septic and the water and the electricity, and so that cut us off from the old house. So we had to move in here, but there's still stuff. There's some sheetrocking that has to be done. In fact, there was like a 9-man crew out here yesterday doing a bunch of sheetrock work. So it's in. I mean, we're in, and it's functional, but there's still some stuff to finish up. But I love it.
Now, can you see me?
Awesome.
Can you see me for tonight's show?
Yeah, I can.
Well, I mean, what's going on there? It's like we're firing on all cylinders tonight, Rufus.
You know what's going on there? And I was hoping. I didn't. Yeah, yes, it's Jeebus' grace. We're doing this, but no, really. The guy that we had come out from the internet people, the satellite people, whenever he was hooking up, he took the satellite from the old house and put it on the new house, and he told me, he said, you know, that the farther away the cable is from wherever your computer is, the worse the signal is. And I was like, really? And in the old house, I literally had the cable run from the internet 200 fucking feet around the house into my office. And so whenever I had him set it up in this new house, I said, well, I'll tell you what, put it right here above my fucking office so it only goes like 15 fucking feet. And he did. And so that's what it is. Instead of 200 feet of cable, you know, I can see you because there's like 15 feet of cable. The thing is right there.
Nice of him to tell you that and not try to churn some kind of fucking service call out of you, because remember a couple weeks ago I told you I was fixing my heater? I was fixing the induction fan on my heater. Mm-hmm. And I had had a guy out a couple years ago, probably about 2 years ago, because the heater was making a bunch of noise. And he fixed a fan that had gone out, a different fan, but the heater was still making a ton of noise. And I'm like, I said to him, I'm like, well, you know, I thought maybe that fan was making the noise. He's like, nope, that wasn't it. And, you know, he charged me $800 and went on his way. And then I replaced this fan myself, and the noise is suddenly gone from the thing. I mean, the guy couldn't just tell me, hey, you know what, dude, it's this fan. He's, like, waiting for me to call them and be like, oh, something's wrong with my deal. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Now, that is not very Christian. Or is it?
It's not. And God bless this HughesNet guy that came out, because he came out with a new satellite. He didn't know that we already had the satellite dish. And I said, oh, no, we have a satellite dish on that house. We just need to move. And he's like, oh, well, shit, that'll save me $200. I'll just keep this other one.
Wow, you found, like, the right guy. You found, because another guy would have said, you know what, sorry, this one's a little better, but it's going to set you back two bones.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Third wire.
This guy was bearded. He had long hair.
Oh, my God.
And instead of a baseball cap, he had a crown of thorns. I do remember this crown of thorns because it kept getting in his way. He was like, damn it, this crown of thorns. Wow.
You know what's funny? That sounds familiar but the guy that screwed me around on the heater only had an ankle bracelet of thorns. It wasn't a crown. It was an ankle bracelet.
An ankle bracelet of thorns with a GPS attached.
It wasn't an ankle bracelet of thorns. It was an ankle bracelet. It was made of thorns, but it also had one of those low jacks on it that you have to use when you're on work release. I love it when I go out to breakfast and the lady that's serving us breakfast is wearing her low jack thing for the cops because she's under house arrest. I mean, would you ever wear shorts if you were wearing one of those? I mean, like, people, they should start, like, bedazzling those things. You get, like, a fancy fucking thing on it or put some smiley face stickers on it. Yeah, check it out. I'm on house arrest. You're sick 4 months.
Oh, my God. Designer low jack home arrest bracelet things.
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
You know what they
should
do? If they really want to satisfy me, what they need on there is an LED screen that just scrolls, like, all the charges against them. Be like, DWI, manslaughter, just felony possession. See, because all I want to do is say, so what are you in for? You know what I mean? When someone's wearing one of those things, I just have to know what the fuck you did to be in so much trouble.
Right, and of course you can like it or upvote it, and it gets shared on your Facebook page. Zigzag was at So-and-So Diner. You know, Kathy wrote a hot check, and Zigzag upvoted it.
Why wouldn't I? I love hot checks. I've always been a proponent of a hot check. Now, is a hot check the same thing as a kiting a check? Remember when you could kite a check? Are you familiar with the term kite?
I'm not familiar with the term, but I think I may have done it, whatever it is.
Kiting a check is when you write a check knowing that there's no money in your account, but you're hoping that the check doesn't actually go through until you put some money in your account. That's called kiting a check. There's actually a term for it.
That's every check I wrote between the ages of 21 and 30,
right.
Pretty much.
Well, it's funny because I purposely wrote a few checks that I wasn't actually kiting, unbelievably. It was not with malicious intent. Let me put it that way. Here's a weird thing. One time, when I lived in Texas, there was a bank called Lincoln National Savings and Loan, okay?
Uh-huh.
Like, and I opened my first bank account there when I went to St. Edward's. And let's just say I kited a few checks that crashed and burned. They weren't properly kited. They didn't properly float. And
really?
And I owed this bank, like, you know how they do, dude. It was like fee after fee after fee.
Yeah.
For like a $12 check to Mr. Gaddy's, I owed them like $412 or something fucking outrageous. Right? And I just like you do when you're a young lad, fresh
out of high school or whatever with your first bank account. I just ignored them. You know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, whatever. So they get all fucked up in the big savings and loan scam, right, this bank. Turns out that they were, like, the number one dirtiest bank in the savings and loan deal. And, like, 5 years later, they sent me a check for $40.
Really?
They, like, had to send me a check for $40.
I'm like, that is insane.
So I kind of came out on top on that one, I guess, theoretically.
That's probably the only successful check-kiting story in the world.
It might be. It might be. You know, that's bullshit because the government and, like, kites checks every day, don't they?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's why we have, like, a $73 trillion deficit, because we just write checks we can't fucking back up.
Don't you love this? This is what I love, is, like, watching all this shit that's about politics lately, it's like, boy, Obama's got this fucking country in a pickle. It's like we haven't been in a pickle for the last fucking 100 years. You know, it's like,
can't
damn that Obama really fucking screwed it up this time.
I can't imagine when we weren't in a pickle. You know, there's something to be said about that, though, because there is a train of thought that basically everything is okay, but nobody will care to vote or give a shit about anybody in power unless there is a crisis. And so the media and the politicians in power create crises where none exist in order so that they can solve them. Political correctness,
you,
I think, is one of these, actually.
Did you take that directly from your book, Professor Rufus? Because when you use words like crises, I feel that you have been empowered by the word of by the written word of your own.
I listened to a podcast by a very intelligent man today on my jog.
Did you?
Unfortunately.
Was it the Hypersoft Happy Hour?
No, I listened to that yesterday, or 2 days ago on my jog. The Friday night, high day, oh my day, is what I listen to.
I want to give a shout out to the new listeners that we've seemed to have racked up now that we're doing the show on Fridays. People, please call in, listen to the show live. It's on 8 o'clock Central, correct, Rufus? Because I get a little confused with that stuff because I'm a pot smoker.
No, it's but 7 8 Central.
8 o'clock Central. 7 Central. See? Can't we just do the USA time zone? Why are we even doing that anymore?
It's just like daylight savings time. There's no fucking reason for it. There shouldn't be 7 or 8 or whatever. It should be 7 o'clock. So what if the sun is up more here than
right.
there? 7 o'clock should be fucking 7 o'clock, period.
I couldn't agree with that more. Who invented what? I've never really understood daylight savings time other than the fact. And I still didn't understand that, but I lived in a part of Indiana which was the only part in the United States where the fucking time did not change. There's a very small sliver of Indiana where the time never changed. And no one would ever believe me. I'm like, well, we don't change clocks there. Like, yes, you do. I mean, I literally got in shouting matches with people who were like, no, time has to change there.
Arizona, I know Arizona doesn't do it, and they never have. And I know that because one of the first quote-unquote real jobs I had, the corporate office was in Arizona and my office was in Texas. And so we did the time change and it would just fuck everything up because Arizona didn't do the time change. And so we'd have a weekly meeting every time at a specific time.
Right.
And then for 2 weeks, it'd be like, where the fuck were you? Well, I was there. No, you weren't. What the fuck? You idiot.
I know that there's people that I know that I'm sure it worked for me at some time who I knew were going to be late the day after saving daylight savings or like even like the whole week. They'd be like off an hour and they'd be like, I just can't get used to this fucking daylight savings time. You know, I'm like, well, your iPhone automatically fucking corrected itself. So you know exactly what time it is. Not like you had to dial your watch back or, you know what I mean, change the battery in your clock. Because it's already done for you. You went to bed and you woke up and you didn't even know that 1 hour had disappeared.
Yeah, you know, it's funny that this has come up because whenever Reverend David and his boy Danny were here digging dishes for our pipes, for some reason daylight savings daylight savings time came up. And David said, I'll see if I can do a David impression. You know what the Native Americans say about daylight savings time? Only a white man can cut the top off a blanket and sew it on the bottom and think it's a bigger blanket.
Wow. Amen. Now, by his boy Danny, you mean his manservant, his gay lover, or his actual son?
No, God bless these dudes, man. This guy, Reverend David, you know Reverend Amen. David, but his friend Danny came out. Danny, what I like about Danny is he's totally different. Reverend David is like an evangelical, weirdo, cultist Christian guy, but his buddy Danny is like a foul-mouthed sailor, motorcycle-driving smoker. And they're both in their 60s. Danny's 66 and David's like 65. And these old men came out and they're just bickering. And Danny's like, well, fuck, David, I told you not to do that. And David's like, well, so, now settle down. You know, that's
so they are lovers.
Yeah. They bitch at each other as much as people in love.
You know what? You should have asked Danny where you can score some fucking weed. I got a feeling that Danny's got his pulse on the whole underground of what's happening there in Arkansas.
Yeah, he saw my motorcycle. It turns out he's a motorcycle guy. He's got like a $31,000 Harley. He said, my problem is, because I'm getting old, is I fall asleep when I'm driving. And he said, last time I was on a long drive, I fell asleep, and he was with a group of people, and they were like, we had to turn off, and we didn't know how to tell you how to turn, because you were... They got the mics and shit. You were snoring. You were asleep. And he said the only thing that wakes him up is
asleep driving a motorcycle?
Yeah, a Harley. He'll drift over to the side where they have the notches in the road, and he'll wake up, and then he falls asleep. He said, that's my problem. I fall asleep when I'm driving my motorcycle. I'm like, what? And you're 60?
Nothing like a narcoleptic behind the wheel of a motorcycle. I guess you don't say, what do you say? You can't say behind the wheel of a motorcycle. What do you say? Behind the handlebars of a motorcycle or behind the throttle?
Yeah, or between the wheels.
I told you I have that motorcycle, right? Did I tell you I have a motorcycle?
You told me you had one. I didn't know you still have it.
Yeah, no, it's a 64 Honda Baby Dream, it's called, a Baby Bentley. It's kind of a collector's item. I got a good deal on it on Craigslist or somewhere, but I rode the thing twice, dude, because, like I said, it's not me. Well, I'm probably not the best motorcycle rider in the world, but every time I rode it, I was like, man, people are fucking idiots. People that drive cars are idiots, because it's no wonder that when motorcycles get run over all the fucking time. They're just like, oh, there's a guy on a motorcycle. I guess I'll just pull in front of him.
Yeah. People, it's easy. I guess it's easy to be in a blind spot, too, because you're so small on a motorcycle. And people don't check. No drivers are aware of blind spots. And blind spots
are
fucking huge, dude.
You are right.
I'm aware of blind spots. For some reason, I remember blind spots from driving school and fucking high school. I always... Check the mirror, turn around. I fucking look for every fucking thing. Most people are just like, man, I'm getting over.
I swear to God, I drive an 08 Pathfinder, right? And it's like the blind spots on this fucking thing are like in the most important parts of where you need to be looking out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, it's like, hey, I could be looking directly at traffic coming left, but I can't because there's a giant girder holding up the top of the fucking car right there. Why haven't they invented a way to make that part of the car see-through or something, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, and even the mirrors. I mean, there's like, you can't see. There's like this a motorcycle-sized gap between what the mirrors see in the back of your car where it could just be, even cars. I mean, I've wanted to change lanes, and I looked over. I check the mirrors, nothing, everything looks good, but I actually look over my shoulder, and there's a fucking little compact car there. I mean,
don't you hate that honk? That honk is telling you you're a fucking idiot because they were in your blind spot and you didn't see them. As many times have you honked in people because you were in their blind spot, at that moment you were the idiot that didn't check their blind spot. That honk. But you know what? That honk could fucking cause a 50-car pileup, too. because when you're not expecting it and someone honks, it's like your automatic reaction is to jerk the fucking wheel one way or the other because you're like, I'm not sure what's going on. Are they honking at me? Have you ever had someone honk at like a light or something and they weren't even honking at you and you fucking panicked?
Yes. You did on something that has bothered me my entire fucking driving life. I think, look, I'm not about making new laws or banning restrictions. We've already talked about prohibition, how it was fucking stupid. I think all drugs should be legal. I think one thing that should be highly fucking illegal is any radio commercial that uses a cop siren or a honking horn in it. That should be fucking banned immediately.
Yes, it
absolutely
should be. I wonder how many years, you know what, we need to look that up. This is going to be the Google moment of the fucking show where I'm going to look up and see how many car crashes are caused
every year by radio sounds.
I mean, you know, what's funny is most of those are from lawyers that are, like, defending people in crashes. I'm like, woo-woo! And you start panicking and looking around.
Hey, what better way to drum up business, though, if you got a couple cops around and you play a siren on a fucking radio station, like with your name in the background, and the guy panics and gets pulled over and picked up. He's like, you know what? Maybe I should call the Ball Hawk because his radio, he was on that commercial I just heard.
Well, every time I hear a radio commercial where a siren, out of nowhere, because they usually start it off,
woo!
I'm like, I hit the brakes, I could have called it a pile up, or there's some honking sound. It's, I mean, come on. Use some common sense, you fucking idiot.
Here's a guy that is saying, this is, I don't even know where this is, it's on the Straight Dope. And here's a guy saying, you know, being the decadent guy I am, I had a stereo installed in my car, and I use it while I'm driving. Today I was driving in heavy traffic from Cape Cod. I had the radio turned up a reasonable volume and was cruising along. The song ends and the commercial comes on, and I'm not really even paying attention. All of a sudden I hear, you know, long horn sound, and I frantically look in my rearview mirror and click into both sides. Then I hear a long skidding followed by a crash, right? Please realize it took me about 2 seconds, and I'm already covered in sweat and feeling sick. Then I hear the announcer say, what if this happened to you? I mean, they fucking almost created it. What do you mean, what if this happened to you?
No shit. The announcer should say, this just happened to you.
Right.
Call me.
Well, it's just... And here's some douchebag. Tell me what bullshit this guy is. This is Dog 80. He obviously is a fucking beats small animals or something. He says, maybe the problem is with you. I can easily discern sounds coming from a car stereo versus real sounds coming from outside. I mean, what's he listening to, a fucking AM radio?
That guy's never had pussy, ever.
Right. No, he has not. He definitely has
not. And he
not.
Never will.
Not with an AM radio in his car.
If you have AM radio stations pre-programmed into your stereo in your car, you're never getting pussy.
Yeah, you're definitely not getting laid. You're not. He has graduated high school, probably.
So, yeah, you're right. They should outlaw. I can't believe, honestly, I can't believe they haven't. How has that gotten through the fucking cracks? Where's the lobby for that? Who is the lobbyist? The people that make the horn sound? Or the siren sound?
This is the horn lobby, the siren lobby. Look, we need to have our sounds in these commercials, despite how many pile-ups they cause.
I wonder if we can trademark the sound of somebody biting into a piece of celery. I love that fucking sound. I can't even tell you how much I love that sound.
Wait, you love hearing it in your own head when you do it, or you love hearing other people do it?
If you've ever watched the Three Stooges, and you know how they, like, sometimes they'll, like, be eating food on there, and they, like, bite into an apple, or they bite into, what I like is a piece of celery, and it makes, like, the ultimate fucking crunch sound. I'm always like, God, I gotta have a fucking piece of celery right now. I went and bought celery after watching the Three Stooges eat celery before, and fucking, just to hear myself bite into it, I was like, gotta have fucking celery. Love celery.
You must have been so insanely high.
I was high, and then the funny part was, when I got up to the line, I poked the cashier in both eyes with my feet, with my two fingers.
Did she do that?
No, she didn't see it coming. She was the curly character.
So fucking awesome.
I love, you know what is so simple about the Three Stooges, dude, is it's like, it's the same episode every fucking time. And
every
the same
time.
It's like, okay, at first, Moe's beating up on everybody. Then after a while, Moe, like, Larry, like, starts getting hip to what Moe's doing, right? And then they both just start beating up on Curly. It's like a, it's the ultimate show for bullies. That's
it
how
is.
They train bullies.
It's a routine, but what's cool about it is they're all very distinct characters, you know? I think that's what makes it, like, work. Is they're not just three
you know
fucking idiots. Well, they're stooges, but they're, you can identify, okay, Moe's this guy, Larry's this guy, Curly's this guy, and Shemp, you know, whatever. Shemp.
You know what? Shemp was the afterbirth. He was like the afterbirth of the, there was Moe, Larry, and Curly, then the afterbirth. Because Shemp, yeah. His hair was so gross and slimy. How did they even get his hair to do that? That had to be natural.
All that grease and pomade or whatever the fuck they had back then.
But it had grease in it, but it wasn't stiff. It'd been like flop around all over the fucking place.
Oh, yeah. It was like a wet towel.
Now, I have a quick question. This is a little unrelated to the Three Stooges, but on the Little Rascals, did kids really wear, like, their hair with, like, a thing sticking up in the back? Like, not Alfalfa. Was that Alfalfa? Yeah. Why did they do that to Alfalfa's hair? Was that supposed to be, like, just kind of, I don't know. I don't get it. Or did kids wear their hair like that?
No, it was supposed to be, like, a cowlick, but it was exaggerated.
Who is your favorite Little Rascal?
My favorite Little Rascal was probably Alfalfa when I was a kid. But then thanks to Saturday Night Live in the 70s and 80s, it was probably Buckwheat because Eddie Murphy did a good Buckwheat.
It's weird that you say that because I always liked Darla. And then even when I got older, like my age now, I still like Darla. Is that weird?
Did she do anything, or was she just there for Alfalfa?
I'm joking. I'm joking. She was a young lady. Really, I always liked Spanky the best, to be honest with you.
Was he the Spanky? What did he do? Did he spank Darla?
He was like the short, fat one. He was like the smarter one. Alfalfa always got pussy whipped, but Spanky was like fat. So he didn't even try to get pussy, really. So he just, like, made all the right decisions in life because it wasn't all based on pussy.
He didn't try to get it, so he got all of it.
And little did they know, come to find out, that it was Buckwheat that got all the pussy in the long run.
Well,
actually, they did, though.
Black,
did you ever watch those episodes?
Back.
At the end of them, it's always Buckwheat draped in Darla. He's always wearing Darla like his Sunday suit.
Is it wearing Darla like his Sunday suit? O'Day.
O'Day. Wow. That was excellent. You are quick-witted, my friend. You are so quick-witted. That took me a second to get that. That's how awesome your delivery was.
Oh, jeez.
Think of other shows that you... I mean, I don't even know how I ended up watching these shows. But, well, I do. It's because we didn't have cable. So those were the kind of shows that were on when I was a kid, like after school. We didn't come home and watch Power Rangers and shit. This was my after-school lineup, I'm going to tell you right now. It was the Three Stooges, okay, the Little Rascals, Little House on the Prairie. Yes, I've seen every episode of Little House on the Prairie, including the one where Albert kicked heroin. Believe it or not, that actually happened on Little House on the Prairie. Came back. I shit you not, dude. He came back from the Civil War, right? And he was addicted to heroin. And I actually, as a young teenager, or maybe a 12-year-old, watched him like throwing up, kicking heroin. They didn't call it heroin back then, though. I mean, what the hell was it called back then? I can't even remember.
Smack.
I think it was called Devil's Red Eyes or something. But it really was. It had some kind of name. I mean, it was like OxyContin now. You know, it's legal, you know, but it'll kill you.
What's he drinking there, Powerade?
But they literally
had,
he's puking his guts out and stuff. I'm like, I'm never trying heroin. That, to me, was the ultimate don't try heroin. watching Albert puke his guts up for 3 days straight.
Well, that's the beauty of those old shows. They teach
yes,
you how to do heroin.
And you know what? The funny part is, and then after that was Andy Griffith, and I always wanted to be the guy in the drunk tank. What was his name?
Goddamn. Shit.
Call us up, 646-470-0616, and tell us this guy's name. Is
was
it Curly?
No. That's funny. I was going to tell you that the shows that I grew up with that were like reruns,
oh, yes.
Which was Andy Griffith. It was a Dick Van Dyke show. And then as I got older, all these urban shows came on that I really liked, even though I had no fucking connection to. It was like Good Times and What's Happening.
Rob?
And then a lot of PBS shows like 3-2-1 Contact. But what was that guy in...
3-2-1 Contact! I remember
all those shows.
They had the Bloodhound Gang after it. It was awesome.
But you forgot Happy Days. I'm sure Happy Days was in the mix.
Happy Days was in the mix. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley.
Laverne and Shirley. Did you ever imagine yourself in a threesome with Laverne and Shirley, or was that just me?
No. I preferred Lenny and Squiggy.
Right. I bet you did. Who did you prefer, Lenny or Squiggy? Or did you ever have...
That's right. I just imagined Squiggy popping in the door. Hello! And then it was on.
I would love to. We should watch. We should make a list of our favorite episodes of those shows. Now, the one person I did fucking hate on Laverne and Shirley was Carmine Ragu. I can't fucking stand him.
I'm not remembering things very lucidly now because it was so long ago, but he didn't seem like a valid, justified character to me. He always seemed like, what is this idiot doing here? I don't understand. I just want to see these two girls and these two idiots kind of get in trouble.
Yeah, you know what? I think that I learned a lot about life from watching all those shows. I really do. I mean, how sad is that? I didn't learn it from watching real people in real fucking life. I learned more values from watching those shows than you could probably ever learn in fucking real life now. That should be mandatory to it.
The Jeffersons, Dukes of Hazzard, remember watching those a lot.
Yeah.
One Day at a Time, remember Schneider?
Yeah,
that
sure do.
Dirtbag dude with the cigarettes rolled up in his sleeve. He was always lascivious and shit.
You know what, dude? Though, see, there you go. You stereotyped fucking Schneider just like you wanted him to. He was having sex with all three of those chicks. That's the fucking genius of it. He was just creepy enough.
Schneider.
Okay. I thought you called him a greaseball. Now, did Schneider have his cigarettes rolled up in his sleeve or not? He just had a tattoo, if I recall correctly.
He had cigarettes rolled up in his sleeve that revealed the tattoo.
Did he?
Remember,
about
Love Boat and Three's Company and Fantasy Island? I think they were like back and back on Saturday night.
I have a confession to make. I'm still watching the Love Boat and Fantasy Island because they come on here sometimes in the afternoon. And man,
serious?
If you want to see some nipple, dude, if you want to see fucking nipple, watch the fucking Love Boat. It's like there's a fucking tit practically hanging out in every episode. And you know what? I like to think I'm a connoisseur of checking chicks out on TV. I know that sounds disgusting, and it probably is. But if a nipple's sticking out on TV, I'm fucking checking it out. I don't care if it's a soap opera, a newscast, I don't care what it is. If there's nipples sticking out or a chance of, like, you know, somebody seeing somebody's underpants, like the wind blow up somebody's underpants, I'm fucking checking it out. I'm not going to lie.
That's all crap. It's ratings. Don't feel ashamed. You're doing what they want you to do.
Good.
You're doing a good job.
Right, Rufus?
Hey, you know what? Being a sheep is bad for politics. Being a sheep when it comes to, like, appreciating nipple, that's okay.
All right. You know what? Double standards can be good. And you've just taught us. See, we just had, like, our Andy Griffith moment right there. We just taught their listeners something about, you know, that nipples, it's okay to watch nipples on TV. It's okay. It's a safe space.
Especially 80s nipple. That's the best nipple.
Was that the 80s? That was late 70s, I think. A lot of big hairy bush, too, on that show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait. No, that's just how I imagine it right before bedtime. Did you? I know you had a crush on Julie. Did you not?
Was she the, like, receptionist kind of girl on Love Boat?
Yes. She has absolutely no tits, though. She has no tits now. And you know what? She, come to start watching it now, she's like the least attractive person on the show. But when I was a kid, I'm like, man, Julie's so hot. And she can get you the best room on the whole fucking boat, too. I mean, obviously, she's in charge of all that shit.
You were thinking practically as well. That's
right.
Awesome. Man, she's hot, and I could get the best view.
There's two people I want friends on that fucking boat. One is Julie. The other one is Isaac, dude. Isaac's the bartender. He probably knows where to get the weed, fucking serve you up some free drinks, probably has a little fucking prostitution ring going. I mean, I'm not, I'm not stereotyping here. I just have to assume that he looked like a clever businessman.
Dude, Jeebus bless you, because I was trying to think of that guy's name, the black guy, the black bartender. I had to make a quip about it. I couldn't think of his name. You said Isaac, and thank you.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. Well, I mean, you know, you got to listen to the song, because it's like, and your bartender Isaac. When they instead, it's like he has like his own little section of the intro. I mean, he's a pretty popular key part of the show. You know who I always wanted? The character I always hated was Doc. Not a big Doc fan. Definitely not a big fucking Captain Steubing fan. And boy, if anybody was going to shit on your parade, it was fucking Captain Steubing. What a douchebag. That guy didn't know how to have any fun.
Dude, I remember that show fondly, but I haven't seen it in like 20 or 25 years. But you say it comes on there? So you're...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's on one of those stations that doesn't play anything else. But, I mean, it's over the airwaves. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a cable station. There's like the one last... There's a station you have to go to if there's ever a real fucking emergency, because as soon as the satellites go down, the fucking people are screwed. You know when they made everybody switch to digital television instead of analog? That's like so fucking dangerous, because the digital shit goes down in a tornado or a bad storm, you don't know what the fuck is going on.
Or an attack. I mean, if somebody shoots down a fucking satellite, we're done. Totally done. Or hacked.
Yeah,
hacked.
Who's the fat Korean dude? What's his name? Oh, Kim Jong-il?
Kim Jong-il? Kim Jong-il, and Kim Jong-un was his dad or something.
Dad? That's pretty original. I wonder, probably not too long until I find out that they start naming their kids that. Just be like, Kim Jong-un-il.
Kim Jong.
No wonder you're angry. That's the thing.
Oh,
I just lost your picture, Rufus.
Yeah, me too. But I'm called in on the phone. We got the sound. Here we go. You're coming back.
What do you think he's doing launching shit into space? He's making me pretty uncomfortable, Kim Jong Un, or ill, or whatever. Kim Jong mentally ill.
They're pussies and they have no money. They launched a satellite into space that was supposed to be able to take pictures, and apparently NASA said within 20 minutes it was just tumbling and out of fucking control, and they have no idea what they're doing. Yeah.
How come they can't get that right? They can knock off Nikes, and they can knock off iPhones and shit, but they can't fucking get their pulse or their hand on the pulse of the satellite.
The concern wasn't that they got a satellite up there. It was that if they have that much propulsion ability, they can get a bomb overseas. But
I hear that, and I don't care because I don't live in California or Alaska. I'm like, well, yeah, they're going to the East Coast or the West Coast. So be it. I'm not over there. I'm over here.
Yeah, me too. I mean, who's going to attack fucking Arkansas?
I don't think anybody would fight if they were attacking California. I think the whole country would be like, you know what? They've had it coming for a long fucking time.
Yeah, the Californians would try to reason with them. They'd be like, no, dude, we don't mean no harm. And then they'd get fucking blown up to shit.
See, but the sad part is that is like a stereotype of the people in California.
people that I have met from California, and I have cousins that moved to California and stuff, they're the fucking worst people on earth. They'll cut your throat for a fucking nickel. You know what I mean? They're all about being phony and fake. They're not. They don't act peaceful or anything. They're like, fuck you, it's mine. I mean, seriously. I don't know
really?
Where the stereotype is. Everybody's like cool and laid back in California because there might be one or two people, but 90% of them are fucking douchebags.
God damn.
And if you're listening to the show, you're one of the 2% that is fucking not, or the 10% that is not douchebags. You're one of the cool ones. So keep that in mind. So I'd like to take the show into the VIP. What are you thinking, Rufus?
Yeah, I did for a little bit. My bladder is starting to itch.
All right. Scratch that itch. All right, here we go into the VIP. We're going to play a little music for you, folks. So hang on. This is where the show gets sexy. Oh, nice. So, like I was saying, I just got done with my taxes, right? And for some reason, doing my taxes had me so fucking stressed out, even though I knew I wasn't doing anything wrong. Do you ever feel like that? I'm like, they're going to think that I'm doing something wrong, even though I'm totally not.
It's because they have ultimate power. The IRS has ultimate power over everything.
Well, I don't know why they would bother with me anymore. I've been audited 3 fucking times. I think it's just something about being self-employed makes you fucking get audited. They're like, this guy has to be fucking full of shit.
And they've never found me do anything dirty. I mean, one time I should have gotten money back, and I didn't.
Oh, no. I mean, when you're self-employed or even just doing shit on the side that you have to account for, it elevates the complexity of doing anything with your taxes so fucking much that you just think that you've got to be fucking something up.
Right.
It's not. If you just have a job, then it's like, I made this much, here's my employer, done. But whenever you're dealing with clients and you're like, this guy paid me this much, he's giving me a W-9, this guy's not, what the fuck ever, there's the potential for fucking something up is so great that it just strikes out. And I think they know it. I think they see that, this guy deals with a bunch of clients. We can kind of fabricate something and be like, you fucked something up until you filed this thing.
Every question, every fucking question is like a riddle. They just can't out and say something. It can be interpreted like 50 fucking different ways. One, I was doing TurboTax, right? And one of the screens was about when you had coverage for health insurance.
Right.
Right? And it said, click on the one when you did have health. I mean, I had health insurance every day, but like if someone was reading this, they wouldn't know if they needed to click on it, meaning they had health insurance, or click on it, meaning they didn't have health insurance. It just said, click on it. It didn't tell you which way it was going to tell you you had health insurance.
Good Lord.
Does that make sense? Yeah. I'm telling you, every question is real. Have you seen this thing, Rocket, the Rocket mortgage thing?
No.
You basically apply for a mortgage online. I'm like, man, that is such a good idea because so many more people will come out looking for mortgages if they never, ever have to talk to anybody face-to-face and experience the humiliation of being turned down for a mortgage. You know what I mean?
That applies to, that applies to a lot of things.
Tomorrow, and maybe I'll get it, maybe I won't, but I won't care because I won't have to suffer the humiliation in front of a bunch of other people saying, you didn't get it.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, it's a good idea. It's better one of those companies.
I think in terms of taxes, the best thing I've seen so far, as far as the reform goes, and unfortunately I heard about it like fucking 8 years ago and nothing's ever happened, was what was called the fair tax, which was basically you don't get taxed at all, period, from your income. None. You make what you fucking make. That's it. Whether you're trading stocks, capital gains, tax, nothing. You don't get taxed anything for what you make. You only get taxed on what you buy. And so the sales tax would jump like 20 or 30%. But because right. you're not getting taxed on the front end, that's cool, and that also captures all the people that are getting paid under the table, like fucking drug dealers
right.
and criminals. They
that's
still have
right.
to fucking buy shit, so they get taxed. So that the tax revenue increases, you know, 10 fucking fold, and we don't get fucked. But
I agree with that.
That.
I would agree with that. But, I mean,
that reduces
how many people does that unemploy at that instant?
Exactly, exactly. That decimates the IRS, and it also decimates the control the IRS has over people. Because if it was just
right.
handled automatically when you bought something, then they couldn't be like, oh, we're going to audit you. You know?
And like you
no,
said, and then the people that are selling the shit wouldn't try to hide the fucking money. You know what I mean? Because they don't want to pay taxes on it. Because
right.
they're just going to end up buying shit with it.
And it would solve 90% of the problem. Or I don't want to say the problem. It would solve 90% of the... the complaint about, like, immigration. Because all these
right.
people, illegal or otherwise, would still have to buy shit here. They'd be paying taxes every time they bought something. And now they're not.
No you know what?
Taxes are going up.
And think about how many fucking trees it would save. Think of the trees, Rufus. We could turn this into a whole issue for environmentalists. Because I ended up printing out my tax return to send in because I'm not sure if I should send it in or e-file it because I don't trust either way. What if it doesn't get here this way? If they should turn like send you a return receipt or something saying, hey, we got your tax return, but you just got like 7 months of not ever fucking knowing if they got it or not.
Yeah, yeah. We e-filed. It got accepted. We're supposed to get like $4,000 back, but since
really?
We owe like $9,000, it's going to get absorbed.
Yeah, I mean, that's not called getting any back, though.
I've never, ever got any. I want to know who these guys are that do get taxes back. I have yet to get, I think the only check I ever got money back from the government was when I worked at Delaware Subs, probably.
Yeah.
And it was like $112 or something fucking ridiculous that I spent on a bag of weed like 10 minutes later. Thank you,
yeah,
Uncle Sam, for this bag of weed and 12-pack.
Exactly. Thanks for giving me my money back.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for taking it and holding on to it for me and taking a bunch of it to protect it from me and then giving me a little bit back. So I don't know if government is too big. I mean, surely things need to be regulated, but not everything. But sounds and radio commercials do need to be fucking regulated. I think they should start that. No doubt.
I think they should. I mean, I think there needs to – I don't know, man. I mean, the government is way too fucking big, and things are way too goddamn fucking regulated down to the nth degree, and most of that just to make – regulatory fees and employee
yes.
people. I mean, honestly,
you know,
I think that a quarter, if not a half, if not two-thirds of the government should be fucking decimated and just let people fucking do their own fucking thing.
Here's the tricky part of that argument is that the Republicans are like, government's too big, government's too big. But government is like, they don't want the government bigger because they like the government the way it is because it's their weapon that they use against people. You know what I mean? They use it, and they're like, well, if you keep it small, we can control the whole fucking thing. But, I mean, they love to fucking use the government to, like, sick the government on people. Like, through, like you're saying, all kinds of, like, ways you can't go into business if you're a small company because you can't afford all the bullshit fees that they make you fucking pay. You know, it's like a barrier to entry type deal. You're like, only big corporations can afford that. Like, I know I'm going to end up talking about marijuana, but like to get into some of these marijuana businesses in some of these states, if you want to grow marijuana in a legal state, I think it's the state of Washington or whatever, you have to come up with $1 million. You can't just grow fucking weed and start selling it. You've got to come up with a fucking $1 million for some reason.
Right.
But it's to keep regular people from ever being able to do it. They just want the giant corporations. You know, the corporation's like, it's okay as long as we're in fucking control of it.
Right, exactly. But that's not a Republican thing. That's also a Democrat thing. I mean, a lot of these regulations are about, quote, unquote, climate change or discrimination or a bunch of PC bullshit. It's all about politicians getting their fucking pockets fed by corporations.
Yep.
And the Republicans
yep,
are
exactly
guilty of that just as much as the Democrats are, too.
Right, they are. Well, I mean, Hillary Clinton is a perfect example. I mean, you know, she's going and giving these speeches and getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars. And these Bernie Sanders is right. Super PACs have no fucking place in government. None whatsoever. Because,
I mean,
you know, you saw that whole thing on that Citizen Cook. I mean, that was cooked up by them to fucking control the government. And it's working like a fucking charm. You got to be like, these are the two fucking most brilliant guys in the world because they're in it for the fucking long haul. You know, they're not short-sighted at all.
They're not brilliant, dude. I guarantee you, you sit down in a room with these guys, they're fucking insipid, vapid fucking idiots. But they have money.
Right. And that
they're not brilliant.
And it makes them
they're not brilliant at all.
They have no passion. Unfortunately, they live forever. Back in the olden days, like, say, the early English kings and whatnot, people, like, the royalty never lived to be old because they were so fucking stupid and self-absorbed that they just, like, either ate themselves or drank themselves to death at a young age. You know what I
mean?
They're like, I'm fucking above the people. I guess I'll eat pork pies all fucking day until I explode.
Or,
you know,
or in some cases, the people were like, no, fuck you. We're going to kill you and start this shit over again.
No, and that's what is amazing. I mean, thinking how caveman-like people were back in the day, how did these fucking kings even convince people that they were better than them? I mean, I guess it's no different than being like a preacher or something, like a televangelist. You know what I mean? You've got these people
it's,
so convinced that you're so much better than them, and they're like, oh, yeah, he's better than me because he said so.
Well, back then,
you
think
it was
aligned with. Back then, it was aligned with religion. I mean, it was like the king was endorsed by the fucking pope, and you know, the pope was pretty much it. You know, I mean, either you do what the pope says or you burn in hell. And so people are like, oh, well, the king's endorsed by the pope. We got to, you know, manipulation, man.
Right.
That's all manipulation, and we're still in it. I mean, it's obviously not as
but
much.
But then you got, who was it, the Henry VIII who denounced the Pope? Or who denounced the Pope? One of the, was it Edward? One of the kings of, it was one of the kings of France, right? He denounced the Pope because the Pope wouldn't let him take like a child fucking bride. So they were like, no,
oh,
we're
shit.
Done with the Pope. And they started like a whole religion, a whole nother religion just so he could like, Mary Marie Antoinette, I think that's the story. I could be wrong, though. I could be seeing it through my rose-colored glasses.
God damn. It's one more reason to get rid of fucking religion, as far as I'm concerned. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I mean, the Pope is like the king of the whole world. Really. And you know what? Here's what's weird, Rufus. And you know I've been raised Catholic my whole life. And I've just come to realize the last couple of years when my daughter was going to Catholic school, and I went to Catholic schools my whole life, probably why I'm so bigoted, but I like to think I've moved beyond that. I like to think
no,
I've moved beyond, way beyond that. Luckily, I broke out of my shell because I was smart enough to get out of that, but all the fucking school ever did tried to do was like a fundraiser. You had to pay to send my daughter to the school, and then like every week, dude, it was like $100 for like, oh, they're doing a fundraiser, fundraising this, fundraising that. You got to donate some money for this. You got to know this. And so we quit the church. We didn't quit the church. We quit the school because my wife got a job at school that is closer to my house. And I got a thing from the church the other day rubbing my face in how much money I didn't give them. They were like, this is how stupid they are, dude. They showed me the number I had given them the previous year. And then, like, next it was the number I had given this year, which was $25. And the previous year was, like, I'm not including the tuition, probably was, like, $2,800 or something, honest to God. And they're like, oh, we're trying to build and make new things happen at the church. And then I got to thinking about it. My daughter plays basketball at, like, this place called Trinity Lutheran Church, where it's, like, the fun, hip church. And I'm not about to go to church there, but I'm like, that's more what church should be like, because all the Catholic Church ever did was, like, ask us for money and didn't offer any of the fucking outside shit. There was no, like, kids' night at the church. There was no, you know what I mean? There was, like, no fun at the church. The church was all about fucking giving money.
Damn.
I'm telling you. You were raised Catholic, were you not?
No, I wasn't raised anything. Dude, I wasn't raised anything. I never went to church. I went to church with my grandma a couple of times just because she was my grandma, and I stayed at her place, and we ended up going to church. In high school, I met my buddy Dave, who was in my old band, Plan Monday. We were 14.
I remember Dave as an avid Christian.
And his dad was a pastor of a church
that's
in
right.
town. Yeah, and we're jamming, and Dave told me, he said, look, Dad says that we can use the church to fucking jam and practice, but we can only do Christian music. And I was like, okay. So I went through the whole rigmarole, I got baptized and stuff, and ended up jamming and having a good time. And I really I did go through the whole deal where every Sunday I went to church. My parents didn't go. They slept in, and I was like, well, I'm going to go to church. So I drove to church, and I really, really fucking liked it. I mean, everybody there was totally fucking cool. We did the whole the youth group thing, and we had, like, lock-ins, you know, where you'd stay in all night and play music. It was fucking
great.
Right,
that's like the fun part of the church.
Exactly. But I was still...
fun part of the church for Catholicism is the molestation, I guess.
Right. I never bought into, like, the underlying bullshit. I just had a good time. It was fun. But,
Did anyone ever try to touch you?
No. But there was one girl that I kind of hoped would, but she never did because she was, religious.
Did you touch her?
In my mind.
Your will? With your divine intervention?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
By
staff
and rod?
I intervened. I'll put it that way.
So you did give her the staff and the rod, or was it the snake?
No,
boy, the whole Bible
is full
of innuendo. What do you think the dirtiest line in the Bible is?
You mean dirty sexually or just dirty? What the fuck?
No, dirty sexually.
Oh, jeez, I don't know. Weren't there some, sexual? Does the Bible say anything about
feelings? I just looked them up. I want you to hear this one. One of them is actually one that I remember, but here. Then Samson went to Gaza and saw there a harlot and went in unto her. Is that what I think it is?
And of course she's a harlot. She's not like
someone.
Some pretty girl.
Yes, obviously in unto her is screwing, because here, and Judah saw there a daughter of a certain Canaanite whose name was Shua, and he took her and went in unto her. So next time you want to get laid, I dare you to go up tonight and be like, honey, I want to get in unto you.
Cool. So do these girls consent, or did they just get untoed?
I mean, I'm assuming that the prostitute consented. It was her job, after all. But it doesn't sound like this Canaanite named Shua was consenting, because this guy took her and went in unto her.
Wow.
Oh, it's the guy that went in unto his brother's wife.
Oh.
Well, listen to this one. Judah was kind of a play, I guess, because it says, and Judah said unto Onan, go into untie thy brother. Wait, I can't even say it right. Go in unto thy brother's wife and marry her and raise up seed to thy brother. And Onan knew that the seed should not be his, and it came to pass when he went in unto his brother's wife that he spilled the seed on the ground, lest he should give seed to his brother. So I guess he pulled out. That's how you say pulled out in the Old Testament.
Hey, well, safe side. That's important. That's good. That's a good lesson from the Bible. Same thing.
My favorite Bible verses are when they spill their seed unto someone.
It's a great pickup line. Might I get in unto you?
Let me get out. I wonder if that line works at Jesus' camp. I want to get in unto you.
Hey, you're just quoting the Bible. It should work.
I just want to spill my seed onto the ground after being in unto you.
That's right. Hey, babe, let's get in unto, and I'll spill some seed on the ground. You're cool.
There's a shitload of molestation in the fucking Bible. Really, and like everybody's screwing each other's brother. I guess by brother, maybe they're being general, but maybe not. But here it says, "Now therefore I pray thee, speak unto the king, for he will not withhold me from thee, albeit he would not hearken unto her voice, but being stronger than she, he forced her and lay within unto her."
So he raped her ass.
That sounds like rape.
Sweet.
That sounds like rape, doesn't it? Yeah, here's one. He got in unto ass.
Ezekiel 23:3.
He got in unto her ass and spilled thy seed on her face.
He doth spill his seed upon her countenance.
Oh my God! Well, so we know there's dirty. Yeah, you need to pull out one of these next time David Lee is over.
You know what's funny? I'm going to see David Lee tomorrow. I got to go help him get his computer hooked up. Maybe I'll
do
my speed on his keyboard.
What is that code word for?
You can tell me.
I'm going to put my USB cable in unto his port.
I love that in unto. That is fucking classic. Here's one. Thy two breasts are like two young roes that are twins. That's the Song of Solomon 7:3, but to me that sounded a little bit Irish. Thy two breasts are like two young roes that are twins. Yeah, you do a better Irishman than me. What the dirtiest verse? I mean, there's 23 just on this page alone.
The Bible's 600 pages thick, and each page is the size of a piece of tissue paper. I think there's a lot of sex wrapped up in that book.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got the tissue paper because people are probably masturbating to the fucking Bible. Here we go.
That's why they printed it on tissue paper.
If you're ever masturbating to the Bible, to see if anyone ever has, because I might be the only person in the world that ever has. And I haven't even done it yet. And after reading those, I know I'm going to.
I will tonight. I'm going to film it and put it on the website.
I'm planning on getting in unto Lot's daughter tonight.
I'm getting in unto John 3:16.
I'm going to get in unto another hit of this pineapple pie that I'm smoking tonight, Rufus.
Oh, man, that sounds good.
Or shall I say, it's gotten in unto me. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. Well said.
You know what? Here's something I've never done. Here's the thing that says, have you ever masturbated with friends? No, I have not. I'm gonna say right now I have not. I mean,
with friends
it's not even for women. Can you imagine like a couple of guys sitting around a fucking coffee table jerking off? Be like, hey dude, what's up? Grab me a beer, would you?
Yeah, that's how a lot of pornos are, though. It's just like three guys and a girl, but the guys are basically kind of like closeted.
Getting in on the surface of that girl. That never happens in real life. Do you think anything that's ever happened in a porn has happened in real life?
Never, no.
You know what I have to think about is like you shared a shower with Joe. And I have to imagine he got in unto himself in that shower.
There was some residue. It was slippery.
There. What do you think of Joe's girlfriend
Can you fucking believe that, dude? Was I wrong, or did it look like Joe in drag?
Look like Yoda.
Oh, my God. I love your classic line. She's even too good for Joe. God bless you, sir. God bless you. I fucking cried laughing at that.
I'm sorry. I saw that picture. She seems like a really sweet, nice girl. And I know.
Yeah.
Joe's not. So I think she got lucky.
How can she be sweet and nice? She let Joe in unto her, apparently.
Yeah. No. I don't want to think about that. But she seems like a nice gal.
I'm sure she is. I'm sure she is. Gal, I mean, gal using the... After seeing the picture, dude, I wasn't... Is it a gal? I mean, wasn't her name like Pat or Ron or something?
It is George. It was George.
Right. That could be a woman's name.
There's a female version of George.
Georgia?
Yeah, she's
wrong
on my mind.
See, it used to be like, back in the olden days, people used to add letters to the end of a name to make it something else. Now they add the letters at the beginning of the name. Like the handsome.
Yeah, that's pretty funny because my wife's name is Roberta and her dad's name is Robert.
Right? Well, and your mom's name's Clippa, right?
Yes, it is. And my dad's name was Ladero.
Your dad was way ahead of his time, obviously. Your dad's a very advanced thinkers.
My dad is way into fucking urban hip-hop culture for a 65-year-old white man.
I always thought it was so weird when your dad used to come over to Roehampton wearing that Kango and, like, that whole fucking Run DMC, you know. I was like, damn. I was like, fucking Rufus's dad is so fucking fly.
I remember when he kicked open the door, like, "What's up, boys?"
Dude, it is classic when you kick open the door with his Kango on and his super fancy fucking big sunglasses and go down on one knee and cross his arms and be like, "What up, Rufus?" Always had the bitches, though, your dad. Your dad always had the bitches.
That's
and the good weed.
Absolutely.
No doubts about it, man. That was my Bob Marley voice. Did you like that?
That was pretty good. Yeah. Sweet.
I think that, you know what, I do think that some things in pornos have happened, and I like to imagine that it's two chicks sitting around, like, watching TV and then deciding to masturbate together. Now, that probably does happen. I have to imagine.
Yeah, I'm just sure.
I'd like to imagine.
Why not? I mean, if you've been sitting around with the dude watching TV and it's happening, right?
Not that I would ever say on live on the radio, but since this is the tape version of the show, yes, of course, many, many times have I just been sitting around and pulled my wanker out and started pounding it.
Excuse me, guys. Hang on.
You going to Taco Bell? Making a run for the border? I got sour cream, buddy. Give me a minute.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
You know what? I think what I'm going to do after the show ends, go upstairs and ask my wife if she's ever just been sitting around watching TV with some other girls, and they all decided to take their pants off and masturbate.
I dare you.
I'm sure there's some secret club that's like, yeah, but don't tell anybody. You know, so it probably happened, but she'll never tell me.
It's a pact. It's like a secret pact between women.
For all I know, dude, it could happen at work every day, and they're just not telling me.
Well, it's easier for girls because their shit's all compact. They can just, you know.
And unless you're a squirter, there's no mess.
Huh?
It's unless you're a squirter, there's no mess.
That's true. And even so, if you got, like, the maxi-absorb maxi-pad, go for it. Make it happen.
Go for it. I wondered why my wife bought those.
Or it depends. Man. It gets them depends and ride a bicycle on a bumpy road.
What?
Chicks haven't made.
What is the deal? Who thought of the name Depends? Is it like, depends on if you shit your pants or not? Or where the fuck does that name even work?
I don't know. It's bad marketing.
Depends on how drunk I get.
They should rebrand that and market it towards just the average person who just wants to go out and have a good time and not have to worry about finding a toilet. Because we know old people can't control their fucking selves, but let's market it to a newer demographic, younger people that just want to go out and drink and not have to worry about getting pulled over because they're pissing out of their window or in a beer can while they're driving or in a back alley. Just a diapers for grown-ups, I think, is a good idea.
Dude, I felt so bad. I was waiting in line in Walmart, like, during some Black Friday sale, and this poor guy has, you know, the line is, like, snaked around the whole fucking store. Because, you know, they trick you thinking you can, like, go all over the store and, like, buy whatever you want. But really, there's,
right.
like, two places that you can go to get the stuff that anybody wants. And, of course, the Depends thing is, like, right in front of, like, every hot chick in the whole fucking store. And myself, of course, because I was surrounded by hot chicks, as usual. But this guy had to, like, go, and you could see him, like, debating on whether he should pick up this thing of Depends or not. You know what I mean? He just kind of stood there, like, looked around, and then finally he's like, fuck it. I'm just going to fucking grab it. And he grabbed it and ran off. I was like, and of course... The really sad part was that, like, everybody snickered when he fucking did it, including myself. But I only did it because the hot chicks were snickering, too. So I'm like, I better snicker.
Including myself. You know what? If I was like, I'd just play it off and be like, yeah, I'm getting the pins. Fuck you, bitches.
Right.
Hey, what,
I'm
going to
get so drunk tonight, I'm going to fucking drive my Corvette and get so drunk tonight that I'm going to piss myself all over my bathroom floor. But you know what? I ain't going to have to clean it up. Because I'm wearing a fucking Depends.
I tell you what, a good way to play that off, and anything, is to say it's a gag gift. Like, I'm passing out at my friend's wedding. He's going to love this. He's going to get the inside joke. I'm getting him all kinds of Depends and an analgesic, you know, back patch.
I agree with that. I think that's a great – I'm going to have to remember that for when I'm in the Depends market. Which could be in a couple minutes, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it could be. I got to run, man. I'm about to piss my nuts.
All right. Let's end this show on a high note. Let's say a little something to hope that Yeezus gets his $53 million debt taken away without having to lose one of his 12 mansions or 26 cars. You know? I mean, just
well,
everybody out there, pray for Yeezus, would you? Because he's a good person.
He is a good person. God
he's a fucking total douchebag. Let's be honest. Kanye's a douchebag. Hey, Kanye, call me up and try to refute and tell me why you are not a douchebag. I want to hear it. I want to hear it live on the radio because I think that you can't do it. I think that you at the end, after talking to me, I think that we could convince Kanye that he's a douchebag.
I don't think we could. I think that his conversation with us would prove that he's a douchebag, but we wouldn't convince him. Everybody listening would be like, oh, yeah, he's a fucking douchebag. But I guarantee you, he'd be a hard nose to the wall, balls to the wall, nose to the grindstone, all these other fucking cliches. He would be unchanged, unfazed. But everybody else listening to us would be like, oh, yeah, he's a fucking douchebag.
I would have to assume you're right about that. All right, Rufus, until Tuesday, I'm going to give it a Hypersoft howl. Will you join me so kindly?
Of course.
Ow! 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 All right, folks, we want you to call in our show live next week. On Tuesday, we're having a show here, the Hypersoft Happy Hour. We want you to call in. Don't listen secretly. Join the flock. Become one of the chosen, one of the Hypersoft flock. We will take care of you. We will shelter you.
Indeed.
We will take money from you, probably most of your money, if you would be so kind, because we are currently building our own spec mansion to show you what your mansion in heaven can look like. So it's going to be fully loaded, let me tell you.
It is.
All right, Tuesday, 7 Central, Rufus, be there, be square.
I'll be there and square.
All right, I like the sound
double
of that.
Team it.
All right, folks. Somehow, Rufus, I don't have up the studio. You got the studio up on your end?
Something happened here.
I think I might. Hang on. Yep, yeah, I do. Where is it? Do we have a show ender?
Yes, we do have a show ender. So I will talk to you Tuesday, bud. Have a good weekend, and love these Friday shows. Ow!
You too, man.
Thanks for listening to Hypersoft Happy Hour with Zigzag and Rufus.